This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
8:03 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. If the Olds were sellers at the deadline, who do you think is available? If they're bad enough to have to sell, you think Elias is still the one making those decisions also?
I mean, the easy thing is you have to look at contracts. The guys you have under control for a long period of time are going nowhere. You're not trading Kowser. You're not trading Westberg. You're not trading Gunner. Adley's going nowhere. Who else am I missing in there? Kierstead, I don't think he's going anywhere because if you're going to trade him, you're going to trade him for something that's going to help you now, right. Not for other prospects because you still have him under control for a long time.
And that's why you don't trade prospects, Jeremy. You don't trade prospects for other prospects. You're trading guys that you have under control till 29 and 30, and in Kierstead, I think 31, only to get longer tenure with you. No, you don't do that. These are the guys you reload with again.
I think the guys that are honestly viable for trades from a hitter standpoint, we talked about Cedric Mullins, Ryan Mountcastle and probably Tyler O'Neill, yeah, who's on a shorter term deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If somebody should want them.
Yeah. You said Zach Eflin?
No, I was getting from the pitching side. For me, Eflin, Sagano is another one. Like, he's not on a long term deal, so you could see him moved if somebody really wanted him. Again, I don't know what the value is at that point of the trade deadline or even if people are calling for him. And I think there's options with bullpen pieces. There's always that option. If you got a guy whose contract's expiring this year or maybe after next year, you move the guy for something of value.
I just got depressed.
What?
Can you imagine? End of July, this is what we're doing.
No,
trading off pieces,
no,
man. It's just
with a team this young, I mean, we got to start, you know, trading people for what?
I mean, it's a good topic, but it's one that I hope never happens.
Yeah.
By the way, the same players I think they're trading now that they would trade at the trade deadline to, in case they were out of it.
I think they trade either way.
Are the same guys except for the pitchers? I think they would trade if they were in it. You know, like,
yeah.
I don't think Tyler O'Neill's going anywhere if you're in it.
Look at this. Is she recording a video? What is she doing? Where's the camera at?
I mean, what he's talking about? This is
is she recording a video?
There's a woman outside a window, basically dancing in the rain, swinging a couple of bags in her hand. She looks like she's couldn't be any happier, and there is no one else with her.
You see it?
Yes.
Did it not look odd?
Yeah. Yes.
For those that say that squirrel, this is worth the squirrel.
That I give you.
She's doing the dancing and the sashaying. There's nobody waiting for the cap. She's doing a music video. Yeah, I think they'll at least fool us, guys. Even if they're not legitimate contenders by season's end, I think they have a run in them that is good enough to at least fool us. Do you guys agree? To give us that.
So we're getting back in it. I think what he's saying is that you're not completely out of it at the trade deadline.
Right.
That you're back, But you're going, okay, we're five games back.
Right.
Can we make that up? Or we're whatever the number may be that, you know, you look at and say, hey, this isn't mythical.
And you may never cross that finish line, but I just believe that by the trade deadline, they're good enough to at least fool us.
I think there's a better chance of that than either the other two happening.
Okay.
Like that they make it into the playoffs, or they just fall apart and sell off all these pieces that they don't need for next year. Yeah. That aren't in your future plans.
Give us some entertainment for the summer. I think they're good enough to do that. You know, maybe, they may have some life in them.
I think they are.
Yeah.
By the way, if that happens, I do think Mayo and Basayo are playing the rest of the year at the major league level. And maybe with Basayo, they don't call him up late, so he's eligible for the rookie of the year next year. But I don't know. These are all speculative things. We have
That's all we have right now.
But, I mean, we're still talking about it because it's something we brought up yesterday.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The Orioles are horrible, and we are a horrible with 15 wins. Are we not? Are we right?
Yes.
It makes you sick, doesn't it? You know, the team is sitting in the middle of the division, only 3.5 games back, only has 20 wins. It's not like, you know, if you can get to the middle of the pack, you're still in it. And it's attainable.
Right. The Rockies are 20 games out of first place. So that's a disaster.
Man, that's a crap show.
That really is.
Let's go to Parkville, get Eli. Eli!
Good morning, fellas.
What's up, man?
We all know who's getting shipped. It's either going to be Cedric, Mountcastle, or one of the older guys. Somebody else. I can't forget. I forget, but it's going to be one of the older guys. Also, one more thing. I was on the subreddit for the Orioles one day, and they was talking about Ellie Rutschman and one of the batting coaches, and like how they talk about analytics and like the swing speed is just not there, so they're trying to get him to speed up his bat. Why does that even matter if he's not making contact with the ball? Like,
that's why. If his bat speed is not up to par, Eli, it could mean he's behind it. That's why he's not making contact. Mm-hmm. It could mean he's too late on it because his bat speed.
Yeah, and Joe said something to me in my ear, which a lot of people are saying on those subreddits and other places, that Adley hasn't been the same since his girlfriend broke up with him.
Really? When was that? Last summer?
Last summer.
Yeah, do you remember when the guys in the off season all took their pictures together and everyone was there with a girl and Adley wasn't? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yeah, like, I do.
And again, that means nothing. Look, you're a Major League Baseball player. He's a good-looking dude. He'll find another girl. But
you don't know that? Well, maybe he's got a broken heart.
No, I'm saying that's possible. Like, the fact that
Let me talk to him.
Go ahead. You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You can fix this?
It's the best thing that ever happened to him.
You should have told me that. You should not have told me
that. This is my friend Ed Norris. How are you?
It's like, look.
Adley, let me tell you, buddy. You're putting him up on a pedestal. He doesn't know our lives right now, does he?
No.
He doesn't know.
He's a kid. He doesn't know anything. Let me talk to him.
Yeah, there's no way in the world. Hey, Adley.
You should be the happiest man in Orange.
Adley, you see that tree? You see those trees out there? Now, I don't know, Rob. There's a lot of trees. I know. There are a lot of trees, Adley.
Is Gunnar getting married?
My
mom said she saw all the wives and girlfriends, like, said they threw some shower or something. I was like, I didn't know that Gunnar was engaged.
You're not on the same Reddit thing your mom's on.
I gotta tell you this, Joe. I only engage in things I care about.
I don't know if you had heard from somebody you work with, like, oh, yeah, Gunner's engaged.
See, that wouldn't have stuck to me.
Rob may not be coming to my funeral, but he's not going to that wedding either.
If I'm standing in that circle and they're talking about it, it probably doesn't stick to me.
Sorry, in that casket, Jeremy.
Jeremy, I bet you don't have problems sleeping now, do you?
I'm in the long nap. By the way, that would be the longest I've slept.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.